Faith isn't just a belief system. It's a place of movement. It's a place of dreaming and doing something that's so radical that it invites our Father's participation and all of heaven's attention. All the plans of heaven start out as whispers in our hearts, dares us to partner with the plans of another world. It is grabbing heaven with one hand and earth with the other, and pulling them together in a love collision that overpowers all earthly reign and rule. Join us for a day of encounter. Local worship leaders and Kent Henry will be leading us into a life-changing encounter. We're going on a voyage, a place of discovery, crossing over into uncharted lands in partnership with our King.
Uncharted with Kent Henry is a free all-day event hosted at Impact Life Church Saturday, August 5th. Made possible by the generous contributions of Impact Life Church, Crossroads Ministries, Underwood Dental Labs, Ernie Williamson Music, In His Hands, and Joplin Family Worship Center. Find out more at nextgenworship.com/uncharted.
Everywhere the King is King, there's the kingdom.
If you wait until you feel like everything's right, you'll never go.
There's nothing that can possibly in this earth be more spectacular than what can happen when heaven invades this realm.
Empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture.
Creativity is how heaven comes to earth.
It's not just singing songs, but it is fighting with truth.
We're here to resource churches, not make great music.
If we want community, we got to build it.
This is the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Welcome to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast, empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture. My name is Clint.
And I'm Haley. Josh is eating chicken.
Josh, you eating chicken?
That's
over there?
That's disgusting. Don't chew in your microphone. It's rude.
It's really good.
Sounds crunchy.
It's from Popeyes.
It's crunchy.
It's super good.
It's crunchy, you know, and golden brown.
The best part about it is this stinking blackened ranch sauce.
The chicken is just to dip out the sauce and put it to your mouth.
That's right.
To your mouth. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I feel
that's
the same
how
way.
I feel about Chick-fil-A.
Yes. Sauce. Like we pull through Chick-fil-A, we get to the little guy with the little cart.
Yeah.
Hello,
he's so
can
nice.
I give you one or two sauces? Yeah, we'll take about 30. Thanks.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I can only give
so
you 10.
Stingy with them.
And Haley's like, you realize that's about 8,000 calories.
Did you know that if you're doing Weight Watchers, that one Chick-fil-A sauce is 6 points?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. That means a moment on your lips, a lifetime on your hips.
Apparently, I'm not watching my weight.
The first time she told me that, I went home and ate a whole thing with my spoon of Chick-fil-A sauce.
Here, try some of this. Try some of this chicken.
Because I'm like, I will not be intimidated.
Clint,
no,
come on.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
I think it's rude
just
for you to talk about eating food when people are listening.
Go ahead.
You people have no manners.
Dude, you got to try the blackened ranch sauce. Come
okay.
on. No, that's baloney. Get you a bite. Get you at least a french fry, man.
Faking it.
You'll try some of that.
I want to know what everybody else's favorite chicken is. I've never had Popeyes. That biscuit is about to fall on the floor.
Oh, and we've got a little black dog on the floor here. It's going to take care of it.
Yeah. Mozart.
Mozart's walking around looking like, hey.
I'm got to be honest. I don't eat Popeyes chicken that often, but I'm thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, what are you drinking there, little... Popeye's
sweet tea.
Sweet tea. Hey, is Popeye's paying us for this?
No. So let's talk about other. I like, you can't go wrong with KFC.
Ew.
What?
Fake chicken.
When I was growing up, we used to go to churches every Sunday after church. Or
really?
Luby's cafeteria.
Ugh. KFC is like fake news. It's like fake chicken.
Not the extra crispy.
Oh, their coleslaw is decent.
Does Joplin even have a KFC's anymore?
Yeah. Little North Range.
They closed
the
one of them. Oh, boy.
It's next to Walmart's.
Woo. Did you try some of that sauce, dude?
My goodness. No, let me try some of the sauce here.
This has got to be the dumbest intro ever done in the history of the show.
I'm sorry. I was right in the middle. Here we go. It's time to broadcast, and somebody brought me food. It's amazing. So I'm eating food.
Oh, wow.
I apologize.
That is amazing.
Shut up. Yeah. So anyway, it is ridiculous, but it's super good.
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A's chicken's pretty awesome too. A little known fact, Hardee's chicken sandwich is off the charts.
Gross.
Just want to let you know that one. Because I'm telling you, their chicken is super good.
You know?
I don't like much from Hardee's because it's kind of...
Yeah. It's who makes the best fried chicken?
My mama.
Me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I fried chicken cook-off coming up.
Go get in a fight with you and Josh's mama.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, little green beans, corn, hot rolls.
When's that happening?
Probably when I go home, but you're not invited. So.
As usual. Well, you know what? We invited you and your friend on the program today because we're talking about your podcast.
You can't invite me to the program that I'm on every week.
Okay, well, we invited your friend that you do a podcast with. Alicia Roessler will be joining us a little later in the program, along with, of course, Haley Kaler. We're talking about empowering women to thrive today. We just recently launched a new podcast powered by Next Gen Worship called the On Fire Podcast, Empowering Women to Thrive. We're really excited about talking about that today. Next week, we're going to be sitting down with Nick and Ashley, having them in the program. Of course, you know, we're right in the middle of recording their project Here and Now, and they're going to be performing for us right here in the studio and sharing a little bit of their heart about that process that they're going through and getting that project completed. So that coming up next week when we come back. Empowering Women to Thrive is coming up on the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
The single mom raising kids alone. The woman headed back to school to start a new career. The woman loving and cherishing children that you didn't get to birth. The single woman who isn't waiting for a man to help you really live your adventure. The brave mom who homeschools. The brave mom who doesn't. The businesswoman. The lady preacher who's going against the religious flow. Every day, you fight for what is right and good and healthy. You wage war against dysfunctional patterns and habits in your own life and in the world around you by living with a heart that is becoming whole and healthy. You were made with a beautiful mind that solves problems and a beautiful body that creates and sustains life. You are Wonder Woman. Look around you, see the beautiful ones, and champion them.
Empowering Women to Thrive. Ladies, catch an all-new episode of the On Fire Podcast tomorrow at onfirepodcast.com.
This is the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Welcome back to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture.
Next week, we're going to be sitting down with Identity Music's Nick and Ashley Smith, talking to them about their project Here and Now. They're in the studio right now, laying down tracks, getting it all ready to pump out. We've got wonderful people on the project with us, and we're going to kind of hear their hearts behind it, maybe even hear a song in the studio or two.
Yeah.
Just going to be talking to them about the marriage of identity and music. It's going to be a great program. Today we are going to have, a little later on the program, the hosts of the On Fire Podcast.
It's pretty hard to get them in.
I know. It was months and months of email tag back and forth.
Yeah. Just trying conflicting to get schedules. Pretty popular right now.
Very important people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys are silly.
Haley Kaler and Alicia Roessler on the program with us a little bit later. And today we're talking about empowering women to thrive.
Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with someone not too long ago. And every now and then when you're talking with people and you're in these God conversations and the presence of God is there, things pop out of your mouth and you're like, whoa, where'd that come from? You know, surprise. And I had one of those things happen to me. And I said, I feel like part of my assignment is to help people find their voice. And that was no pre-thought in that, but I was like, I think that really makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
But then I kind of took another perspective look at the kingdom and the Bible and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and his ministry on the earth, and I'm going, wait a second. I think that's what the kingdom is doing, is empowering people to have a voice, to speak and to do, and to, as we say, carry heaven and shift culture. Another culture-shifting way to approach all this is to empower women to have a voice. You see so many different roles that women play in America and around the world. You see some places where they're really free and they're really powerful, even some matriarchal societies where the women do play a part in leading. And then you have other parts of the world where there's gross slavery, sex trafficking, parts of the world where the woman is very much devalued. So we're trying to place a new kingdom, fresh emphasis. How does the Bible see women? We don't want to wreck any marriages today or cause any revolutions inside of homes, but we do want to say, what has heaven called you to be? And first of all, he's called you to have a voice. No matter where you find yourself at, you can start to have a voice. And that's a great pairing with today's guest because that's what they're doing.
I think it's really important to note that when we say we're empowering women, we're not, in fact, disempowering anyone else. A lot of times that is how conservative male religious communities feel mm-hmm. that if you are going to empower women, you're taking power away from the man. And in reality, and in the kingdom, there is plenty to go around. It's mm-hmm. not, there's not a poverty or a shortage of power. And so I think that up front, we just need to state that we are not disempowering one sex versus another. We're actually championing everyone. It's just that women have not been championed as much as men in history.
Mm-hmm. Amen, sister.
I just want to reassure all you Southern gentlemen out there that we're not part of the women's liberation movement or anything like that. We're just it's a culture of honor we're trying to build here, and we just want to honor women, you know, as much as we want women to honor us. That's all.
That accent comes out nicely with paired with your sweet tea there, I guess, huh?
Yeah, and your chicken.
No, I'm serious. We're building a culture of honor.
Right.
And that means propping up and supporting and championing one another, regardless of gender.
Right. And we, speaking of the word culture, one of the things that we're doing is creating a culture of permission. And we see this in the Bible, like reading stories of Jesus. I mean, he empowered women. He interacted with women and empowered them to respond to him. And when we create an atmosphere for an event or like a house fire, anything like that, there's no segregation, and Paul mentioned this in the Bible. There's neither Greek nor Jew, slave nor free, man nor woman. And so there's no segregation when we come together, and we expect, even subconsciously, we expect men to participate more than women. It is empowering whatever Holy Spirit's doing in the room. So I think where you get some of the feelings of maybe men feeling threatened by a woman having a voice is, that's just a symptom of an insecure leader. You get insecure leaders, they do feel threatened. They do feel fear based on anyone getting powerful around them. And we've tried to narrow the gauntlet on that too and create powerful people who are unafraid to empower others and stand by them while they're being strong. And that's what I love about Haley and Alicia, and we'll hear from her in a minute, but that's what I love about them, because we're standing right beside them while they are being strong. And we're not defining who they're supposed to be. We're just letting them be strong, whatever that looks like. I think we fall into that trap sometimes of trying to define what strong is, or a woman leader. Well, a woman leader has to be this or has to be that. No, it really just has to be who they are.
Yeah.
It has to be who they are, empowered by Holy Spirit in the earth.
Yes. And I love strong, powerful women. But I would be the first to say that you can't put women in a box. If you're going to be strong, you have to be strong in the family and in your home. Or if you're really an empowered woman, then you're not as emotional, or you're, you know, you wear your business suit and you have that scowl. I think that the most important thing is that we are empowering women to be who they specifically are supposed to be. And that can look like anything.
Right.
That could look like a business owner. It could look like a stay-at-home mom. It could look like the mayor. I don't care. It's just that we want women to be who they are called to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times we pigeonhole it to like a church type atmosphere or a service where like women leaders, you know, sometimes it's really hard for a woman to be a leader inside the church. But as you know, if you've listened to this show a lot, we are trying to empower people, not only in church, but we need a whole lot of people empowered outside of church too.
Yeah.
We need world changers to arise on the scene that are innovative, that are thinkers, and that know how to come on the scene with a kingdom solution to this broken world. Definitely have to have women involved there.
Well, and if our goal is to carry heaven and shift culture, then why would we silence 50% of our army to do that?
Right.
Over that doesn't 50%. Make
sense. Oh, yeah? He got the stats man here.
Hold on. What I think is so powerful about the On Fire podcast and having women step up into a place of authority and leadership to empower other women is that it's received probably in a more meaningful and powerful way. A woman empowering another woman. Sometimes a woman won't be empowered by a man.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes a woman has emotional stuff that may prevent her from receiving from another man, depending on mm-hmm. past relationships and things like that. But women championing other women, it's kind of rare, because women tend to, you know,
yeah.
be critical of one another and, mm-hmm. and compete with one another. And to see this come to the forefront and be a voice for the kingdom it's not only refreshing to women because they really want that. I believe that, I mean, we all want that. We want people to champion us and to encourage us, to build us up and to equip us. But having it from two really strong women is, I think, as we have seen the feedback from this podcast so far, it's something that women desperately need and want.
Yeah.
And, you know, that comes from the whole issue behind the competition between women, because women are notoriously competitive with each other. Sometimes people call it catty or the mommy wars. Wow. Yeah, all of that comes, again, from an idea of poverty or lack, that if the sunshine hits my friend Alicia, then I am in the shadows. And that is just absolutely not the truth at all. The more sunshine that hits her, the brighter it is in my world. So I can afford to champion other women to be powerful because it doesn't take anything away from me. As a matter of fact, it causes what I already have to grow.
Yeah, I love that. And I'm just drawing a correlation between my own life, and I'm obviously not a woman. I guess we can say that. I don't know. Obviously not a woman, so it's hard to
the
put myself.
The bearded woman.
The bearded woman.
I can't put myself in your shoes, but I can go, okay, what inspires me? What inspires me is when I see someone else doing something that I thought was impossible or doing something that I wasn't brave enough to step into yet. And when I see that, when I see my heroes doing things that in my heart I know I want to do or even more, it gives me permission. It gives me permission to go for it. And sometimes you don't need another man going, okay, women, let's go. You know, you can do it. You just need some examples. And I think that's a real strong suit for the Bible. Tons of women examples. I mean, Haley, you and I have this conversation, it seems like every week, of we find out some new woman queen who was led armies in conquest.
Yeah.
In history. Just amazing. And I think step one in empowering a new generation of women that can shift culture, take the kingdom, and go into all the earth is to have examples. We need more women examples. We need healthy man, woman, husband, wife examples. We just need examples of kingdom and people. And again, just backing up to perspective, I mean, this is empowering people to be who they were born to be. And we were born to change the world, men, women, kids, everybody.
I'm so excited about having Alicia Russell on the program with us when we come back. Last time she was on the Next Gen Worship broadcast, it was pre-On Fire podcast, and she wrecked my world. I said, you got to write a book. You got to do something. And next thing we know, she's teaming up with Haley, and they're doing this podcast. So looking forward to hearing from her. She always brings wisdom to the table, and we'll be talking with her and Haley when we come back about the On Fire podcast, Empowering Women to Thrive.
Thank you for listening to the Next Gen Worship broadcast. Recently, there has been an opening for sponsorship of the program. If your group or organization would like to sponsor the Next Gen Worship broadcast, please email us info@nextgenworship.com. This is a powerful way to partner with a movement that is inspiring the kingdom of heaven on earth. Become a sponsor of the Next Gen Worship broadcast today. Find out more information at nextgenworship.com or submit your request for sponsorship via email info@nextgenworship.com. And thank you for supporting the Next Gen Worship broadcast.
Fear is afraid of me. Next Gen.
Welcome back to the Next Gen Worship broadcast, empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture. Next week, we're sitting down with Nick and Ashley Smith talking about their project Here and Now on Identity Music, finding out kind of the heart behind that, hearing a few songs, and really enjoying our time with them next week. Today, we've been discussing the topic of empowering women to thrive, and two ladies that have been doing this on the On Fire podcast, Haley Kaler and Alicia Rosler.
Welcome back, Haley, and welcome to the studio, Alicia.
Thank you.
So we're talking about empowering women to thrive. And if you haven't checked out the On Fire podcast, it's onfirepodcast.com. Guys, really nothing like it out there. And we're getting comments back and comments from friends from far away that already loved us for what we were doing with Next Gen Worship. But this is a whole new journey, a whole new battleground, so to speak. I love the fact that we did it like this. We're empowering you to have a voice, and then you guys are empowering other people. And it's so fun to just stand beside you and watch you be strong and watch you come up with these mind-blowing things that you do on your podcast. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about your podcast. Let's talk about the fun stuff and the good stuff and the comments people are making back, and maybe just part of your journey of what you've learned.
Well, you mentioned earlier about empowering people, giving them a voice. Basically, their voice, empowered by Holy Spirit, is already in them. It's who they already are. And so they just have to basically wake up to it. Mm. It's an identity issue. And so Haley and I had been having many conversations. And basically what we do on the podcast is what we do anyway.
Yeah. Every time we're together,
we
have a conversation that is potentially life changing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And even sometimes we would be like, whoa, you know, now after the podcast, we're like, boy, we should have been recording that. But that's just who we were. Now we're doing it knowing that it is affecting other people.
Yeah. Why is it so important to empower, especially women? You mentioned, you know, that voice is there. The ingredients are there. Mm-hmm. Why is Heaven concerned about people finding the key to unlock and awaken themselves and find their voice?
Well, you have a whole gender of people in the world who have the potential to change the world, to change their family's destiny. And it's already inside of them, like Alicia said. And yet they don't have any clue that it's there. Like, how many women live their entire lives feeling like the only thing that they can do is be a wife and a mother? And not that that is not a sacred, holy calling, because I will be the first one to jump on that bandwagon. But there are so many women out there who are supposed to fit strategically in places in the world as a piece of the puzzle to advance God's kingdom, and yet they don't even know that they have a voice.
And I think some of that's because that voice has been put in a box. I know for me, I knew God was at work in me. I knew the relationship that I had with Him, and I felt powerful with Him, but I had no place to express that because I didn't stand on a pulpit. I didn't have a, you know, Masters of Divinity behind my name. I had never gone those routes. And so, you know, I would go to church and I would be with the Lord during the week and I would be empowered with Him because of my box in my mind. I didn't think I had an outlet. But I think that's this process of discovery that I've seen, is that church is not the only place where you have a voice. Everything I do, it doesn't actually have to be my mouth doing it. If you paint, if you sculpt, if you clean, you know, whatever it is that you do, that's your voice and you can do it and you carry Heaven.
Yeah. And I was just sitting here thinking, it's so interesting that, you know, we're about championing women, but really all of this started because you started to champion me and I reciprocated, and we basically started to champion each other to thrive in our lives, just in our marriages, our family with kids. That's how it, we just decided to champion each other.
Yeah, that's what I love about it. And I think that's when we kind of realized, hey, this is really good. And I think that's a fruit and a product of maybe the culture that we've been intentional about creating. We've been like a broken record about trying to rearrange people's minds and get them to think a little differently as far as how they live and interact with each other. We champion people. And I'm curious, I would like to know, kind of along your journey here, what you've learned from it. What's changed in your heart, or what has your journey been like as you've kind of undertaken this process of being a voice to people that aren't in the room, so to speak?
I would say that I have learned that I am powerful and what I believe can change the world. That's like been revolutionary to me.
Yeah.
I think I have learned how absolutely dependent I am on the Lord, because it's His wisdom, it's His strength, it's His power. Me and of myself, yeah, I mean, I can conjure up something to say sometimes. But when you realize other people are balancing their life on what you might say, and then you go, oh, this really has to have life in it.
Yeah.
It really has to have God in it. I guess it just made me realize how connected to the source we have to be. Mm-hmm. Not that I'd want to get disconnected, but just stay connected.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, what we believe, like what I believe about myself, what I believe about who God is and what he says about me, has the potential to change my world and the world around me for either good or bad. So we've kind of come to this understanding that, you know, things like identity, what we believe theologically, they need to be right. They need to be powerful. They need to be from heaven and not just religious thoughts.
Yeah. Or I thinks. And so many times, even as we were talking, we were empowering ourselves. We would be like, whoa, that just kind of knocked our socks off.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And we've got a great team that's put this show together. Josh, of course, is the production guru around here. But Zach, the intern, does a lot of processing on these shows, and I do the editing, and sometimes I get to hear some really funny stuff that doesn't make it to the show. So maybe you guys could toss in here at the end of our conversation, each have a favorite blooper or something.
We spend a lot of time laughing and like saying things and going, wow, Clint should take that out.
And sometimes you do and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
But we record in my home, and so my children and Haley's children are there, and sometimes our husbands, and there are some times that there are some pretty funny interruptions, I think, where we're just, you know, talking, and then it's like, get the dog, you know. So,
or one time we were talking, I don't know if we were talking about parenting or peace or what, and then I had to pause and like yell down the stairs for one of the kids to please shut up. And I probably left off the please. Yeah. I was like, dude. So we've heard, you know, the neighbor across the street is lawnmower, the dogs, people slowly turning the keys in the front door and opening the door really slowly. Yeah.
It has its fun.
And then
challenges.
We have our confessions, you know, like my favorite thing I think that we have ever talked about was the Christian cocaine, which is sugar, and how, you know, powerful of a substance that is in so many women's lives.
It's the great uniter.
It is. And we have a high value for all things yummy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we are super, super proud of you guys. I think it's amazing what you're doing. I think it's evident by the feedback that we've gotten from people and just continue to get. And we invite that feedback. And I just think you guys are amazing and that you were born to change the world and that we've just begun our journey of finding our voices and empowering people. So thank you for your time today and we love you.
Thank you.
We're the bomb diggity.
So good to have Alicia Roessler with us in the studio today, along with Haley Kaler. Of course, you can tune in to the On Fire podcast. It's a weekly podcast empowering women to thrive, found at onfirepodcast.com. Next week, we're going to be championing some other folks in our community. Recording artists Nick and Ashley Smith will be in the studio with us, sharing some of the songs off their current album that they're working on. And we look forward to talking with them about the marriage of identity and music. You definitely want to tune in for that. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Next Gen Worship Broadcast.